Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Would like to ask you to turn to the second book of Samuel, chapter 23.
请大家打开撒母耳记下二十三章。
Second Samuel 23, and we'll read the first 12 verses.
撒母耳记下第二十三章，我们一起来读第一节到第十二节。
Second Samuel 23:1.
二十三章第一节。
Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel.
以下是大卫末了的话。耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者说。
The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was on my tongue.
耶和华的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中。
The God of Israel said, The Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄。
And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after the rain.
他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
Although my house is not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure.For this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase?
我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？
But the sons of rebellion shall all be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands.
但匪类都必像荆棘被丢弃，人不敢用手拿它。
But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place.
拿它的人必拿铁器和枪杆，终究他必被火焚烧。
Now these are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Joshobashabeth the Techmonite, chief among the captains.He was called Adino the Esnite because he killed 800 men at one time.
大卫勇士的名字记在下面。他哥门人约瑟巴舍，又称伊斯尼人雅底挪，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人。
And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodai the Ahite.One of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle and the men of Israel had retreated.
其次是雅和人多佐的儿子以利亚撒，从前腓力士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向腓力士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒。
He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword.And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder.
他起来击杀腓力士人，直到手臂疲乏，手粘住刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后，在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. Then the people fled from the Philistines.
其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子玛撒。一日腓力士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在腓力士人面前逃跑。
But he stationed himself in the middle of the field and defended it.And killed the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
沙马却站在那田间，击杀腓力士人，救活了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can be found together in your presence this morning.
主，我们谢谢你，今天在你同在中，我们可以聚在一起。
And Lord, it is our joy that we can be before you, before your table.
我们能够聚集在你的面前，能够聚集在你桌子面前，主，我们心里面满了喜乐。
We thank you, Lord, that you remind us once again of your great love.
主，我们谢谢你再次提醒我们，你是何等的爱我们。
Lord, you have loved us to the uttermost.
主啊，你是用最爱、最美的爱来爱我们。
And Lord, you have called us to belong to you forever.
主，你也叫我们永远属于你。
Purchased us, and you have kept us.
主，你买赎我们，主，你也保守我们。
Lord, we just bow and we want to worship you.
主，我们向你敬拜，主，我们向你匍匐。
We give you thanks and we give you praise for who you are.
主，我们因着你的所事，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
And we want to agree that you are worthy of all honor and all praise.
主啊，你配得一切的称颂，一切的赞美。
The Father has exalted you to the highest place in this universe.
父将你在这个宇宙中举为最高。
You are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
你是万主之主，你是万王之王。
Lord, we want to bow low at your feet.
主，我们在你脚前匍匐。
We are your purchased ones.
主，我们是你所买赎的。
And we're here for the sake of your name.
主，我们因的名在这里聚集。
For your pleasure, for your delight.
主啊，因着你的喜悦，我们聚集在这里。
And Lord, as we open your word, Lord, our hearts cry that we may see you.
主，我们将你话打开，主，我们心向你呼求，我们要见你。
Lord, your word is beyond us. We don't understand.
主，你的话超出我们所能明白。
But Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
但是因着圣灵，我们感谢你。
And we thank you for that provision for this time together.
主啊，我们因着在这里聚集你的供应，主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we trust that you are the head over all things to your church.
主啊，你是教会的元首。
And we want to receive your supply together this morning.
主，我们聚集今天早上，我们在这里聚集，要从你得到供应。
And we trust that you will speak to all of our hearts.
主，我们也相信对我们每个人的心说话。
And enable us, Lord, to rise up and follow after thee.
使我们能够起来跟随你。
We give you thanks and praise.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, it is really a joy for us to be here with you again.
弟兄姐妹，再次跟你们在一起，真的实在非常的喜乐。
And I really just want to share something that the saints in South Jersey, we've been fellowshipping on for quite a number of weeks.
我今天愿意在这里跟大家一同分享的呢，是我们在南哲西弟兄姐妹已经一同分享了一段时间的东西。
Not just in the times of ministry, but also in our times of prayer together.
不单单呢是我们在这里讲到的时候，而且也是我们在一起祷告时候所分享的。
Now I'll share a little bit of the background, just briefly.
我先简单的介绍一下背景。
Now we've been meeting together in an elementary school gymnasium for about a year now.
我们到现在呢，已经在一个小学的那个体育 gym 里面聚集了差不多一年。
And the Lord has made it possible for our old meeting place to be renewed.
主允许呢，让我们过去的那个聚会的地方现在在修建。
And probably in a month or so, we will be ready to move into this new place.
大概再有一个月的时间，我们就可以搬进去。
And it's been a burden on our hearts as we've been involved in this.
我们心，当我们做这些事的时候，我们心里有一个负担。
That the Lord can use this time of transition and change to really get hold of our hearts.
愿呢主运了这段变化的时间能够抓住我们的心。
And that we can be a part of his building work.
我们可以成为他建造的一部分。
Not just a place for us to get together on Lord's Day or a couple times during the week.
不单单是主日或者周间我们可以在一起聚集有这样几次聚集。
But we want to be cooperating with the Lord in what he's wanting to do.
而是呢，在神所期望的事上，我们能够与主同工。
And we sense that this This is a new opportunity for us.
这是对我们来讲是一个新的机会。
To make a new beginning with the Lord.
与主呢有一个新的开始。
And that the Lord, in a way, can start fresh with us.
所以主呢可以在我们里面重新建造。
So, the Lord has, how should I say, the words of sharing have been very much focused on the Lord's dealing with us.
所以呢，主在我们身上呢，他特别注重的就是讲神要怎么对付我们。
And so I just want to share, just share from my heart some of what the Lord has shared with us.
所以今天呢，我想跟弟兄姐妹呢来分享主在我们当中所有的一些啊，在我们当中一些分享。
And we just trust that the Holy Spirit will take the Lord's word and encourage your hearts.
我相信呢，圣灵呢会借着神的话来激励我们。
Now this is a very interesting portion of the scripture.
今天我们读的呢是圣经当中很有趣的一段。
We're told here in this chapter what David's last words were.
这段告诉我们大卫末了的话是什么。
David's last song.
大卫最后的诗篇。
Now we don't know what the first one was. We know what Psalm 1 is, but we don't know the first psalm that the Lord gave to David.
我们知道诗篇第一篇，但是我们不知道呢，神主给大卫的第一篇诗是什么。
But we know that this one was the last.
但是我们知道这是大卫最后一篇。
When he was at the end of his course.
当他在最后的时候。
David is the man after God's own heart.
大卫这位神心里所喜爱的。
He served the counsel of God in his generation, and then he fell asleep.
他呢服侍了他在那一代为主服侍他的人，然后呢，他现在呢要离开。
And it's at the conclusion of his life that the Lord gave this burden to him.
在他生命的最后，神把这个负担交给大卫。
It was something to leave with the generations to follow.
这是呢要留给他后面的世代。
That other generations would also serve the purpose of God.
其他的世代呢也要为神的旨意效力。
And this is something as if something was gained through David's life, and it was expressed to be passed on to those who would come after.
这是大卫在他生命中所得着的，他要传递给他后来的世代。
The man that was raised on high.
这个人啊，他被高举。
He was called when he was a lad from following the sheep, and he was made to be the shepherd of Israel.
他呼召的时候呢，他是在野地里放羊的，但是呢，他成为呢以色列的牧者。
He was a prophet.
他是先知。
He saw God's mind.
他看见神的心意。
He knew God's heart.
他知道神的心。
And the Spirit of the Lord gave him this song.
神的灵把这首诗篇给他。
It was after many, many battles.
经过许多的征战。
There were many victories in his life.
在他生命中也有许多胜利。
But there was also great tragedy in his life.
但他生命中也有许多悲剧。
There was much failure.
很多失败。
And there was much sorrow in David's life.
大卫的生命中呢，他也有许多悲哀。
And in many ways, you see David at the very end of his life, and he looks to be a very broken man.
在他生命最后的时候，人看着他呢，他是一个很破碎的人。
And his own household was divided with and much violence was in his house.
他家里面分裂，他家里面有许多的暴力。
But it was like at the very end. He saw everything clearly.
在他生命最后，他把他这些事情他都看清楚。
The Lord showed him the meaning of everything.
神让他明白一切事的意义。
There is one that God has chosen to rule.
他是神所选择来掌管的那一位。
God has chosen one man to rule over man.
神拣选一个人来统治。And
there is one that is righteous. There is one who rules in the fear of God. And when he comes, he'll be as the light of the morning.
当他来的时候，他要成为清晨的光。
When the sun is rising on a new day,
当新的一天太阳升起的时候,
after all the clouds are passed away,
当所有乌云散去,
all the suffering is gone,
所有悲哀不淡,
all the trial, the tribulation, the testing is passed away.
所有试炼，所有苦难都过去了。
And the storms have ceased.
风暴也停止了。
And then the sun will rise.
太阳将要升起,
and the earth will sprout, will bring forth new life.
地要发出嫩草,
and everything will be seen in the light of God's heart, God's purpose.
在, 神的目的里面, 在神的光里面, 我们可以看清一切事情。
David was called to serve God in his generation.
在大卫那个年代, 神呼召大卫来服侍神。
But he knew that God had promised him that out of his own body, a son would come.
他也知道神应许在他的后裔里面, 神要兴起一位。
And God would establish the kingdom of this one.
神呢要建立他的国。
He would build God's house.
他要建神的家。
And his kingdom would endure forever.
他的国度要到永远。
God would call him my son.
神要召他, 神要呼称他为我的子。
And he would say to God, my father.
他要对神说我的父。
David had a vision of this one who would come after.
神呢, 大卫呢, 看见了将要来的这一位。
And even though in his own house there had been failure,
虽然他自己的家失败,
he knew that the day was coming when all that God had promised would be fulfilled.
但他知道有一天神一切的应许都要成就。
And his faith was strengthened by this vision of the one whom God had set upon his throne.
因着神让他看见的这个意象，他的信心得以坚固。
He said, my house is not so with God.
他说，神，我的家在神面前并非如此。
This is not I, this is not my house.
这不是我自己，这也不是我的家。
But God's covenant is sure.
但是神的约却是保证的。
And God's covenant is ordered in every detail.
神的约有着一切的细节。
Nothing has been overlooked.
不会有任何遗漏的。
Everything is provided.
每一件事都已经预备了。
And God is faithful to his own word.
神对他的话是信实的。
In his time, he'll bring to pass all that he has promised.
到他时候，到的时候，他所应许的都要成就。
And in his time, his king will sit upon the throne.
在他的时间，他的王要坐在宝座上。
And God's purpose will be secured.
神的目的就要达到。
And David expressed in this song,
大卫在这个诗篇里面说,
that even though his eyes don't see it yet,
虽然他的眼睛还没有看见,
that his whole heart's desire is set upon this.
但是呢, 他的心都向往着,
all of his salvation is bound up in this word.
神的救恩都在这话里面,
and his whole heart's desire is set upon this word.
他的心都在这些话里面,
and that in due time,
时间到了的时候,
God will make it grow.
神要让它发生,
it will all be realized.
都要实现,
in God's time.
在神的时间。
Now, brothers and sisters, this really is a song of vision.
这是一个意象里面的诗篇。
The vision of God's beloved Son, the Messiah of God.
神的儿子弥赛亚的预象。
The Lord Jesus, whose right it is to rule.
主耶稣基督。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And to see that all the will of God and all the purpose of God is centered in that one upon the throne, the Lord Jesus Christ exalted.
神一切的心意都是在主耶稣基督，就是在坐在宝座的上面那一位。
Is as if David wanted all those who come after him to see the importance of keeping this vision before you.
大卫呢，愿意他后面的人都能够把目光注视在这个意象上。
We need to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要看见主耶稣基督。
Crucified and buried and risen from the dead.
被钉十字架，被埋葬，并且从死里复活。
We need to see the Lord Jesus Christ exalted to the right hand of the Father.
我们要看见主耶稣基督被高举在父神的右边。
He is the heir of all things.
他是万事的承受者。
He is the Lord of all.
他是一切的主。
It's his right to rule over this whole universe.
是他要掌管整个宇宙。
And when he is on that throne,
当他在宝座上的时候,
all creation will be as it should be.
一切被造之物都要回到他们当得的地位。
All creation will sing the glory of God.
一切被造之物都要看见神的荣耀。
Now there is need for a living faith.
这是一个活的信心。
And that living faith is sustained by this vision.
我们需要有这样活的信心，而这个信心呢，因着这个意象而得坚固。
David could see his own house.
大卫也可以看见他自己的家。
He could see his own failings.
可以看见他自己的失败。
But in the light of God's covenant,
但是在神的约的光里面,
none of that mattered.
这些都没有关系。
Even he couldn't see the fulfillment of these things.
虽然他没有看见这些事成就,
his faith was strengthened in God.
但是他的信心在神里面得以坚固。
And he knew that in time God would bring it all to pass.
他知道当时候到的时候呢, 神要成就这一切。
And his encouragement to those who would come after.
他来鼓励那些后面的人。
Set your faith upon the living God.
把你们信心放在活神之上。
Set your hope fully upon the realization of his will, his covenant.
把我们的信心呢放在神的约、神的话必要成就之上。
And make this your whole heart's desire.
让这个成为你心里面的愿望。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is encouragement for all of us.
弟兄姐妹, 这是对我们每一个人的鼓励。
This is where we need to be.
这是我们需要所站的地位。
We need to see the Lord Jesus.
我们要看见主耶稣。
We need to see God's purpose as centered in Him. We need to see him at the right hand of God. Having defeated all the enemies of God. Having secured eternal redemption through his death on the cross. And we need to see ourselves called into a relationship with that one who's on the throne.
我们要看见呢，神召我们呢，要跟那在宝座上的发生关系。
So that our whole salvation, our whole hope is centered in Him.
所以我们的救恩，我们的盼望都在宝座上那一位。
All of our wandering of desire, all of our distraction of mind, finds its focus in Him.
主，虽然我们失败，虽然我们软弱，但是呢，我们的焦点却要在宝座上。
And this is the whole meaning of our life.
这是我们生命的一切意义。
This is the reason that we're here.
这是我们为什么要在这里。
To testify of Him.
来为他做见证。
And to stand with Him.
与他同在。
So that God's counsel may be served in our generation.
所以呢, 神的目的在我们这一代也能够达成。
And that we too may be a people after God's own heart.
所以呢, 我们也能够成为神心里面的人。
But you know there's a warning here. And it's often easy to overlook that warning.
很容易呢被我们忽略。
In verses 6 and 7 of this chapter,
在第六节和第七节,
David speaks of the rebellious ones.
大卫呢在这里说到那些悖逆的人。
Those who would oppose God's purpose.
那些反对神目的的人。
Now this is a warning to those who would go on with the Lord.
这是警告呢那些反对神的人。
Even though God's purpose cannot fail,
虽然神的目的不会失败,
even though at the cross of Calvary every enemy has been defeated,
虽然在加略山的十字架仇敌都被击败,
even though at the cross a people for his name was fully secured,
虽然在十字架上, 神的子民他们的救恩已经得到保障。
There are many adversaries.
但是呢，也有很多反对。
And there is a course that we have to walk together on this earth.
还有一点呢，我们都要警醒。
That if we have seen something from the Lord,
如果我们从神看有所看见,
that vision will be tested.
这个意象呢要受到试炼。
If we placed our faith in Him,
如果我们把信心放在他里面,
that faith will be tried.
这个信心要被试炼。
If we have claimed Him as our one desire,
如果我们宣告说他是我们唯一的盼望,
that will have to be proven in our experience.
那么呢, 在我们经历中, 这一点要得到证明,
in our daily living together,
在我们每天的生活里面,
our true devotion will be tested.
我们的心在哪里, 是要被试炼,
our faith will be tried.
我们的信心要得到试炼。
and the things that we have professed to see,
我们所看见, 我们预先所看见,
we'll see where we really stand.
我们要看的在哪里?
And it'll be opportunity for our vision to be sharpened.
我们总是有机会让我们的信心呢, 能够被神所磨得更加的, 更加的坚力,
and for our faith to be strengthened. And for our hearts to be focused together on God's purpose, God's desire for His beloved Son.
让我们的心呢, 一同聚集在神的, 祂的儿子身上。
So we're in the midst of a battle.
我们在征战之中。
And the enemies are like the briar bush.
我们, 那些仇敌呢, 就像那些荆棘。
If we try to fight in our own strength,
如果我们靠自己的力量与他们征战,
if we stretch out our own hand,
如果我们把自己的手伸出来,
we will draw back.
我们呢, 就会被击退。
If we try to resist in our own strength,
如果我们靠自己的力量来抵挡仇敌,
we will surely fail.
我们一定失败。
In order to stand,
如果我们想要能够得胜,
in order to fight,
如果我们想要征战,
we have to be equipped.
我们呢, 要装备。
We have to have weapons
我们需要有武器,
that are suitable for the battle.
是可以用来征战。
But you know, brothers and sisters, we read carefully in these verses.
我们要仔细读。
We'll find that the weapons of the warfare are not just things on the outside.
征战的武器呢, 不是外面的。
The weapons of the warfare is something has to be done on the inside.
征战的武器呢, 是我们里边的。
The one who would stand in this battle,
在这个征战中能够得胜,
the word literally says, must be filled with iron.
这里面说说, 必须带铁器。
There has to be an iron on the inside.
是我们里面必须有铁器。
It's not just taking up an iron on the outside.
不是呢, 在外面拿一个铁器。
God has to do something with you and me.
神呢, 要对付你和我。
He's got to get hold of you and me.
神呢, 要在我们里面做,
and He's got to do a deep work in us.
就在我们里面做深深的工作。
He's got to give us a certain constitution.
祂要帮助我们。
A constitution, a character.
是让在我们品格上来做成一些事。
So that no matter what's going on around us,
所以不论我们周围发生什么,
we can keep our eyes upon the King.
我们的眼睛都注目在王的身上,
and that our faith can be strengthened to stand together through all kinds of adversities.
所以呢, 我们信心可以坚固, 可以应付呢, 发生各种各样的事情,
that the desire of our heart would be fixed upon God and upon God's Son.
所以我们的心呢, 就专注在神和神的儿子上。
God has to equip us from within.
神要在里面装备我们。
Now this word in verse 7 must be filled with iron or armed with iron.
也就是说呢, 第七节就告诉说, 我们需要那个铁器。
This is the same word that's used in the law of Moses.
这也是呢, 在, 讲到摩西的时候呢, 所用到的同样的字。
That refers to a consecrated life.
讲到呢, 我们, 被神所装备起来的一种生活。
That the hand is full.
他的手里面,
this hand has been emptied,
这个手过去是空的,
and now is full with the offering to bring to the Lord.
现在呢, 手里面却满了神所提供的,
a consecrated life,
是一个装备起来的生活,
a life that has been emptied out,
是已经被倒空的生活,
a life that God can fill up.
然后呢, 神又充满了。
Now, brothers, this is the kind of constitution that's required.
这是呢, 我们所需要的。
We need to be on full stretch to stand with Him.
我们呢, 需要呢, 我们需要被神完全的装备与他同在,
fully given to Him,
是完全他所预备的,
so that the Lord can have a people for His name.
我们要把自己完全交给他, 是让神呢, 能够有属于他的子民,
a people that will stand with Him.
是与他同在的子民。
There are victories to be won.
这是要,
there are many battles we have to pass through.
我们要经过许多征战。
But in order for the victories to be won down here,
但是要在这里得胜,
God has to get hold of us.
神要得着我们。
And the victory has to be won in here.
我们要在里面得胜。
If God can gain you and gain me,
神如果能够得到你，能够得到我，
then He can secure some ground for His testimony here on this earth.
那么在地上呢，神就能够有呢他见证的根基。
And we can't testify of what we see.
我们不能见证我们所看见的。
We can't declare that vision.
我们不能啊。宣告我们所看见的异象。
Our faith will wither.
我们信心呢将会软弱。
Will become weak.
我们会软弱。
And all of our desire will be scattered.
我们呢就胡思乱想。
Until God can gain our hearts.
除非呢神能够得到我们的心。
And secure us for His Son.
因着他的儿子呢，让我们在他里面得到保证。
Now we're very impressed by the examples that are given to us here.
在这里给我们的例子呢，是让我们非常有非常深的印象。
You know, it's very interesting that in this sort of final summary at the conclusion of 2 Samuel.
在很有意思的是，在撒母耳记要结束的时候
，We're not told about the victories.
我们呢这里面看到的不是胜利。
We're not told about the battles.
不是讲到征战。
We're not told about the things that David accomplished.
不是讲到大卫所成就的事。
We're not told about events in his life.
也不是告诉我们他生命当中所发生的事。
But we're told about men that he gained.
而是讲到呢大卫所得到的人。
Now these are the mighty men whom David had.
这些呢是大卫的勇士。
There were those men whose hearts belonged to him.
这些勇士的心属于大卫。
And David could trust them.
大卫呢可以信任他们。
And he knew that their loyalty, their faithfulness to him was complete.
他们知道，大卫知道他们对他的忠心是完全的。
And of all the hundreds who followed in his armies,
在他在大卫的部队当中，所有的那几百个人
，There are very few that were in his immediate company.
但是跟他亲密的人呢，很少。
That were his security forces, if you will.
这是他的，可以说，如果我们可以这样说，这些人是他的保安部队。
We're told of 30 men.
说有三十个人。
Out of hundreds.
在几百个人里面。
That were in his personal.Security force.
是属于他的，他自己的那个保安部队。
And above these 30,
在这三十个人里面
，there were three.
有三个。
They were singled out for special distinction.
有三个人呢，他们是特别分别出来的。
Not simply because they did some wonderful things.
不单单是因为呢，他们做了大事。
Although the things they did were very wonderful.
虽然呢，他们做了大事。
It was because in the king's eyes, these men represented a loyalty to him.
而是在王的眼里，这三个人呢，代表对他的忠心。
There was an agreement of heart with these men.
他在心里面与这三个人息息相通。
And there was something in the character of these men that he noted.
而是讲到呢，这些人的一些品格，大卫是知道的。
And he set them forth as examples.
所以呢，他把他们提出来作为榜样。
So now, brothers and sisters, there must be something in the lives of these mighty men that we need to learn.
所以呢，在这些大能的勇士的生命当中，一定有一些事是我们要学习的。
Not so that we can think of ourselves as mighty men.
不是说呢，我们认为自己呢也是勇士。
Not so that we can place ourselves over other people.
不是说呢，把我们自己啊。觉得我们自己高过其他的人。
But there's something in the lives of these men that deeply impressed the king.
而是呢，在这些人的生命中有一些东西让大卫印象非常深刻。
And there was some feature of their life, some feature of their devotion to him.
在他们生命中有一些特点，在他们对大卫的忠心上呢，有一些特点。
That the king wanted to set forth as an example.
神这位神呢啊。王呢要拿出来成为榜样
，an example to all of the people，
成为众民的榜样。
And so we'll just look briefly at the lives of these first three.
我们就简单地看一看这三个人他们的, 啊, 生命。
These were men not only whom David had,
这是呢,不单, 这三个人不单单是大卫所有的,
but these are men that God did something in their life.
也是呢, 这些人呢, 神在他们生命中做了一些事。
God had secured them. They saw something in David. And they gave themselves fully to his service. And their faithfulness and devotion to the king was tested.
他们的信心, 他们的教书呢,
and it was proven to be genuine.
而且呢,
and so that even though we don't really hear many, many stories about these three,
虽然呢,
David singled them out
大卫把他们提出来,
and gave them as an example. Now we just look briefly at one portion in 1 Chronicles.
我们来看一下历代至上,
1 Chronicles chapter 11.
第十一章, 历代至上第十一章。
Now this is another account of these three, these first three mighty men.
在这里呢,
and there's a verse here that kind of captures what was their heart, what was their attitude.
这里面就记载了他们的心和他们的心态。
In 1 Chronicles 11 and verse 10.
第十节和第十一节。
Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领，就是奋勇帮助他得国，照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列人一同立他做王的。
They strengthened themselves together with him in his kingdom.
他们呢, 啊, 他们一同是, 使自己得以, 啊, 同大卫他们一起得以刚强来帮助他建立他的国。
They found their whole portion in life with the king.
他们呢, 是在王那里呢, 发现了他们全部的生命。
And they had left everything else to stand with the king.
他们放下自己所有其他的来与这个王同在。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you remember that story of how David's brethren from the tribe of Judah, they gathered to him when he was hiding out in the cave at Adullam.
不知道弟兄姐妹还记不记得那个故事, 就是当大卫躲在山洞的时候, 犹太人一同聚集来找他。
David was fleeing from Saul.
大卫呢, 躲避扫罗,
and Saul was filled with jealousy.
扫罗心里面满了嫉妒,
the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him.
神的灵已经离开了他,
and he saw David as his rival and he wanted to destroy him.
所以呢, 他是大卫为他的仇敌, 所以要消灭他。
But David would not stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed.
但是呢, 大卫却不伸手来伤害耶和华所高的那一位。
He would wait for God's time.
他等候神的时间,
and if he was to come to the throne, it would be God's way.
他如果要坐宝座上, 他说他要按照神的方式,
and he hid out in a cave at Adullam.
所以呢, 他躲在山洞里,
and we're told that when men of Judah heard that he was there,
当犹大人听着他在那里的时候,
they gathered to him.
他们就一同聚集在他那里,
and we're told there's something about these men.
我们呢, 也看到了这些人的一些事。
These were men who they were very troubled.
这些人有很多问题。
They were distressed.
他们也很, 啊, 泄气。
Their life was very difficult.
他们生活很困难。
Many of them were deeply in debt.
他们很多人, 他们都, 啊, 有人欠了很多的债。
They had enemies that were seeking them out.
那么那些仇敌也带出来寻找他们。
There was a sense in which all their hope was gone. And their situation in life was very miserable.
所以呢, 他们的生命呢, 是非常非常可怜。
And somehow, by the grace of God, they saw hope in David.
但是呢, 却在, 啊, 却在神里面他们在大卫身上看到了盼望。
They saw that God had intended something for David.
他们看到呢，神呢为大卫预备了一些事。
And they were drawn to him.
所以呢，他们就来到大卫那里。
As distressed as they were.
虽然呢，他们很忧愁。
As great as their debts were.
虽然他们
As deep as their trouble was in life,
虽然他们有许多的困难,
they found hope in David.
但是在大卫里面他们看到了盼望。
Now, we don't know what motive may have been in their heart.
我们不知道他心里面的动机是什么。
Perhaps they just thought that he could help them.
也许他们只是觉得大卫可以帮助他,
that he could solve their problem.
大卫可以解决他们的问题,
or that he could help them to pay their debts.
或者呢,他们觉得大卫可以帮他们还债,
or protect them from their enemies.
或者呢,保护他们不受仇敌的侵犯。
We don't know what was in their hearts at the beginning.
我们不知道一开始他们心里面想的是什么。
But brothers and sisters, at the end, we can see that David had gained them.
但是我们看到最后大卫呢得到了他们。
There were those whose hearts were fully set upon God's purpose for David.
他们的心呢完全呢都是在他们心完全在神所设立的大卫那个目标上目的上。
Maybe at the beginning they weren't clear why they were following.
一开始也许他们不明白为什么要跟随大卫。
But at some point they began to see that God's will is fixed on this one.
但是呢,到了一个时候,他们看见神的心意在大卫身上。
And they cast their lot with him.
所以他们就把他们自己交给大卫。
And they said, we're standing with the king.
他们就与这个王站在一起。
And we're standing with God's will for the king.
而且呢,与神的心意站在一起。
And something else in this verse 10, in 1 Chronicles 11.
在历代志上第11章第10节这里面还有一些东西。
They saw that this was the Lord's word for all of Israel.
他们看到呢,这是神对整个以色列所说的话,
that all that God had promised the whole people of Israel,
神所应许的以色列的全体,
was centered in this one man.
都是在这个人呢,以这个人为中心,
and that by taking their stand with the king, they were taking their stand on behalf of all of God's people.
他们当他们与这位王站在一起的时候，他们就是与神的所有子民站在一起。
This is something of the heart behind what these mighty men did.
这个呢，就是让我们看见在这些勇士他们所做的这些事情背后他们的心。
And beneath their mighty deeds,
在他们里边,
there was a heart that really saw what God was after.
是他们的心呢,看见了神的心意。
And they gave their hearts fully to David.
所以他们把他们的心完全交给大卫。
And their loyalty was without reservation.
他们对大卫的忠诚没有任何保留。
And there's something in these first three that is a witness of this kind of devotion.
所以呢,在这三个勇士里面,我们看见呢,他们愿意把自己交给大卫。
And even though we don't know everything there is to know about them, there is one incident that sums up their life.
虽然呢,我们不知道他们的,他们全部的故事呢,但是有一件事让我们可以看见他们的心。
We're told of a Dino, the Esnite.
我们看到
a Dino, the Esnite. This is in verse 11.
在第11节,
and it's also, I'm sorry, this is 2 Samuel verse, chapter 23, and this is verse
8. Samuel记下23节第8节.
Now, Adino the Esnite, this was a man whose name was changed.
这个人就是, 他哥门人, 约瑟巴设,他的名字被改过。Joshua
Bashabeth, the Techmonite.
这个他哥门人约瑟巴设。He
was called Adino.
他过去呢叫亚底诺。And
his name means the strong spear.
他的这个名的意思呢就是坚强的灵。And
this one incident in his life is singled out.
他生命里面呢有一件事被提出来。
There was one occasion when he was called to stand alone.
就是有一次呢，他一个人站立出来。
He was surrounded on every side.
他被四面围困。
Not only with a few of the enemy.
不单单是仇敌。
But there were hundreds surrounding him.
不是几个仇敌，而是上百个仇敌。
And we're told that he stood fast and he wielded his spear.
我们圣经告诉我们说呢，他没有后退，而且呢，他手里拿着枪。
And that with that one spear, he defeated the 800 of the enemy.
就用那一支枪，他击败了八百个敌人。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you really think about this, this really seems very, very unlikely.
如果你想想的话，你觉得这个很不可能。
A spear is not the kind of a weapon that you could use against 800.
那个枪呢？不是你可以用来与八百个人打仗的那种武器。
It seems very inadequate for the job.
这个不是很好用的武器。
If you throw that spear, you don't have it anymore.
如果你把枪投出去的话，你手里面就没有武器了。
But if you hold on to the spear, then you just allow the enemies to surround you and to close in.
但是你如果自己手里抓着这个武器的话呢，仇敌就会把你围住。
But there's something about this one.
但是这个人有一个特点。
That he stood fast with what he had in his hand.
但是呢，他就靠着他手里面所有的站立的稳。
And because he stood fast.
因为他站立的稳。
Because he fought with what God put in his hand.
因为呢，他抓住了神所给他的。
It opened a way for God to work a great victory.
这样呢，就让神呢能够大大的得胜。
Now, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we might think that we're very, very inadequate.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们常常觉得自己并不适合。
We might think that we're not sure that the Lord has really equipped us.
我们也不确定神是不是装备了我们。
We're not sure how much of the Lord's word we really have.
我们也不知道我们里面神的话有多少。
And we always may think that maybe we need a little bit more.
我们也常常觉得也许我们还再需要一些神的话。
And maybe we compare ourselves with some others in some other situation that seem to have more.
也许呢，当我们自己和其他的人一比较的时候，好像我们也觉得我们还需要更多的话。
But what was distinctive about this first mighty man?
但是呢，这个第一个勇士他的特点呢
，is that he took up what God put in his hand.
就是呢，他抓住呢神放在他手中的。
And he used that to the full.
他用呢，而且他把它完全的用出来。
He appropriated the provision of God.
神所赐给他呢，他就拿来用。
And he didn't complain about what he didn't have.
他呢也不觉得他有缺乏
，but he fully employed what he did have.
而他有的呢，他就完全的用出来。
And God made a way for victory.
神呢就可以借着他得胜。
Now the second one.
第二个勇士
，Eleazar.
第二个勇士叫做以利亚撒。
That's verse 9.
第九节。
There's something also very distinctive about him.
他身上也有一个特点。
And we're told that he stood with David when the three mighty men defied the Philistines.
这里面告诉我们说，当三个勇士向腓利士人骂阵的时候，他与大卫同在。
He was one of three.
他是这三个勇士中的一位。
Who stood by David's side.
他站在大卫那。
In the midst of a battle.
在征战里面。
When all of Israel had abandoned.
当以色列全体在征战的时候。
And he was faithful.
他是有忠心的。
Even when most everyone else went away.
虽然呢，其他大部分人都离开了。
And we're told that there was something about this attitude.
这里面告诉我们呢，这圣经里面讲到这个人他的心态。
There was a spirit of defiance there.
就是他有，他里面有
resist
啊，他心里面呢有坚持的那个灵。
In other words, they weren't prepared to just surrender.
他呢不轻易放弃。
There was a heart of resistance.
他心里面呢能够坚持到。
And it was as if it was only just a few of them.
如果呢他们人数很少的话。
They would still resist.
他还是坚持到底。
Because the honor of God's king was at stake.
因为呢，神的王的荣耀 一直呢在他的里面。
The fulfillment of God's purpose was on the line.
因为在他里面呢，他相信呢神的话，神的应许要成就。
And there's something about Eleazar.
在以利亚撒呢，他有一些特点。
That he was committed even when the others were not.
在其他人都失败的时候呢，他还是呢把自己交出来。
And sometimes, wouldn't you agree that sometimes it's very easy, to commit ourselves when we see that there are many who are agreeing and going with us?
我们要承认呢，有时候如果啊大家呢都能够把自己交出来的时候，对我们来讲也比较容易。
But when many begin to turn away, we start to question also. Well, maybe this is not the right thing.
那么当很多人离开的时候，我们自己心里面也会有疑问，也许这样我这样做是错的。
But Eleazar is an example of one whose devotion to the king was not dependent upon what anyone else was doing.
但是呢，在以利亚他身上，我们看到一个例子，就是呢，他对神的奉献呢和其他的人，他不依赖于其他的人的态度。
He was faithful to the end.
他至死忠心。
And he stood with the king.
他与王同在
and he stood with his brothers,
他与他的弟兄同在
even when everyone else was turning away.
即使所有其他的人都离开了
This is kind of loyalty that really impressed David's heart.
这种忠诚呢使大卫心里面印象非常的深刻
This kind of loyalty the Lord would seek from you and me.
这是呢神在你和我中间神要寻找的那种忠诚
Not a passivity.
不是呢
not passive, not the
啊，不是被动的
but to stand with the king.
而是呢，与主与王同在
and to trust that God's will concerning the king will be fulfilled.
相信呢，神对王的应许是必要成就的
We're told that he fought even until the place of weariness.
我们不知道呢，他即使他已经疲倦了，但是他还在征战。
And that his hand clave to the sword.
他的手都粘住了刀把。
You know, sometimes, brothers, when we get weary, we want to draw back.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候当我们疲倦的时候，我们就想要退后。
We want to preserve a little energy for ourselves.
我们愿为自己呢保存一点力量。
We think, well, it's getting a little bit too demanding.
如果呢，真的是对我们的要求多一点的话。
I'm feeling very weak, very weary.
我觉得呢很软弱很疲倦
so I have to reserve a little bit.
所以我们要有一点保留
But Eleazar he fought and he fought even when he was weary
但是呢以利亚撒他却一直征战一直征战即使他疲倦
And there was something about his hand to take up the sword
那是也讲到了他抓着刀的那个手
He held on to God's word
他握住神的话
and it was like he held on for so long that he couldn't let go.
仿佛呢，他抓住了神的话这么久，以至于呢，神的话在他手上。
Sometimes it's so easy for us to let go of the Lord's word.
有的时候呢，我们很容易一松手就让神的话离开。
We know the Lord's spoken to us.
我们知道神对我们说话。
But when we're in the midst of a trial,
但是在试炼当中的时候
，all kinds of other thoughts come in.
很各种各样的想法都来了。
Many questions, many misgivings.
很多很多想法，很多问题。
But Eleazar, he's the example to us.
但是以利亚他是我们的榜样。
But you hold on to the Lord's word.
抓住神的话。
And you continue to hold on.
你一直的抓住神的话。
And at some point in the battle,
在征战里面到一个地步
，the Lord's word gets hold of you.
这个神的话抓住了你
and you want to let go
你想让他离开
but you can't let go
但是呢他不离开
see there's something about that sword that's gotten on the inside
这是讲到呢我们里边的
it's not just something that's in our Bible or in our notebook
那不单单是我们这个啊所看的圣经
there's something of that word that's gotten on the inside
而是呢那话进到我们里边
and it's as if the sword We can't drop it.
仿佛呢，那个刀粘在我们手上。
That's Eleazar.
这是以利亚撒。
And that was what happened. That's what the Lord was able to gain in this one.
也就是呢，神能够得到这个人。
And he understood something that wasn't just for himself.
他呢明白一些事情不单单的是他自己的。
It wasn't just so that he could be a mighty man.
不单单是说他自己可以成为一个勇士。
But it was to make a way for the Lord to do something.
而是呢让神可以做一些事。
And so that all the people could come in and could take the spoil.
所以呢让所有的人呢都可以一起。
Do you believe that if you're faithful where the Lord has put you?
你相不相信如果呢
If you hold on to His word even when you're weary,
即使你疲倦的时候仍然抓住神的话,
you will make it possible for the Lord to do something.
你就让神呢, 可以做工,
and so that others can come into the benefit of that.
所以呢,
so often we are concerned of our own spiritual growth.
很多时候呢, 我们只想到自己属灵的成长,
and we're always taking our spiritual pulse. How am I doing today?
我今天表现如何?
Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to do something in you.
弟兄姐妹, 神要在你里面做一些事,
so that He can do something through you.
可以也, 所以呢, 祂可以借着你做事,
and that many can come into the good of that.
让很多人可以一同受益。
Now finally, brothers and sisters,
最后,
there was Shama.
是Shama。
And Shama, is very, very precious.
Shama 非常宝贵.
You know, Shama's name means total ruin and devastation. His name means destruction.
他的意思就是被毁灭.
Confusion.
疑惑.
Shame.
羞耻.
Failure.
失败.
That's the meaning of his name.
这就是Shama的意思.
But Shama, this is very precious.
但是沙玛非常宝贵。
There was just one little field.
只有呢，一小块田。
It was a plot of ground.
就是一小块地。
And there were some lentils growing there.
那里面有长着红豆。
And he saw the Philistines, they had occupied this field.
腓利士人呢，好，占满了那块地。
And that's verse 11.
就是第十一节。
And the Philistines, the enemy, they were feeding upon this lentil.
这些腓利士人就是仇敌呢，他们在这个田里面在吃喝。
And something about Shama,
Shama呢?
Is that he knew that this little plot of ground belonged to the king.
Shama知道呢，这一小块田地是属于王的。
Not to the Philistines.
不是属于腓利士人。
This is the king's field.
这是王的地。
When everyone else had also gone away,
当其他人都离开的时候,
it's just a little field. It doesn't matter very much.
那一小块地没有什么了不起。
We can just concede this little piece of ground.
我们可以把这一小块地交出去。
And we will retreat to a safer place and we will regather our strength.
我们可以退到一个安全的地方重新聚集。
But Shama said no.
但是沙玛说不。
He said, this field belongs to the king.
他说这块地属于王。
And I will stand on this plot of ground.
我要站在这块地上。
And I will fight for the king.
为王而征战。
For his rights over his own possession.
因为呢, 为着王在他自己的财产上的权利而征战。
No matter what the others do.
不管别人做什么。
I'm going to stand here.
我要站在这里。
And whatever happens to me.
无论在我身上发生什么,
my life is not worth much anyway.
反正我的生命也不值什么,
but I'll stand right here.
我要站立在这里,
for the king.
为着王的缘故。
It says that he stationed himself.
所以呢, 他站在那里,
in other words, nobody pushed him.
没有人强迫他,
of his free will, he stationed himself.
是他自己愿意站在这里。
He said, I'm here and I'm here to stay.
他说, 我在这里, 我就坚持在这里。
And he was right in the middle of that field.
就在这个地的中间,
not somehow around the edges where it's easy to fade away.
不是站在田的旁边, 这样呢, 他可以很快就跑走。
If I stand on the outskirt, if I have a change of heart, I can make my getaway.
如果我是站在边上的话, 我心里面念头一改, 我就可以跑掉。
No, Shama was right there in the middle of that field.
而是站在那个田的中间。
And he said, this belongs to the Lord.
他说, 这块田是属于主的。
This belongs to the king, it's his inheritance.
这块田是属于王的, 是他的产业。
And maybe it doesn't matter very much.
也许这块田并不起眼。
But you know, the Lord was able
to secure that plot of ground.
但是呢, 耶和华却可以保护这一块田。
And he defended it.
他保守这块田。
And the enemy was forced to retreat.
所以呢, 仇敌被迫退后。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you realize that the Lord has placed you on a plot of ground?
弟兄姐妹, 你有没有发现呢, 神也把你放在一块田的中间。
Maybe in the overall picture of things, it looks like it's a very small piece of ground.
也许呢, 整体来看, 从大的方面来看呢, 这是一块非常小的地方。
Maybe no one else cares about it.
也许没人在意。
Maybe no one else knows about it.
甚至没有人知道。
But he's put you there.
但是呢, 他把你放在那里。
And there's a choice to be made.
你在这里有选择。
Am I going to flee away?
我是逃走呢?
Am I going to preserve myself?
还是呢, 我保守自己?
Or am I going to hold this piece of ground for the king?
还是呢, 为着王的缘故, 我要为王呢, 就守住这块田。
The enemy is devouring the resource, the supply of God's people.
仇敌呢, 千方百计呢, 要把神为他子民所预备的产业夺去。
And there's necessity to stand.
但是我们必须呢, 要站立得稳。
And whatever anyone else may do,
不管别人做什么,
you and I have a choice.
你我有一个选择,
we can stand with the king.
我们可以与王同在,
or we can go our own way.
或者呢, 我们走自己的路,
we can fight because it's his will.
我们可以呢, 因着这是他的旨意而征战。
And the Lord, in his grace, in his mercy,
主在他的恩典, 在他怜悯之中,
he can win a great victory.
他可以大大的得胜。
That little piece of ground that you're on,
你所有的那一小块田,
in our individual life, in our families, corporately, together where we meet,
在我们个人的生活里面, 在我们家庭, 在我们教会的聚集里面,
we can hold that ground for his interest.
我们可以为了他的缘故来持守这一块田地,
for his testimony, for his name.
为了他的见证, 为了他的名。
Now this is the kind of faith that was valuable in the eyes of the king.
在神的眼中这种信心是宝贵的。
Very simple.
非常简单。
But these men were tested.
但是这些人他们受了试炼。
And they were proven.
他们也证明了。
They took it personally.
他们自己受了这样的试炼。
This is my responsibility.
这是我的责任。
This is what I'm called to.
这是我蒙召所要做的。
And I've seen something from the Lord.
我在主那里有所看见。
I've heard from his word.
我从他的话里面听见。
And now I know that I'm accountable to the Lord.
现在我知道我要对主负责。
So whatever anyone else may do,
不管别人做什么,
by his grace,
按照主的恩典,
by his strength,
借着他的力量,
I want to stand and hold this ground for him.
我要为他站立, 为他持守。
And if the Lord is pleased,
主是得了, 主是喜悦的,
he can come through.
他可以, 他可以得胜。
And there will be a great victory won.
要大大的得胜。
So that many of God's people can come into the good of that.
是呢, 神的许多子民都可以, 到达这里。
Brothers and sisters, that's the difference between a life that is a total loss, a total ruin, and a life that really counts for the Lord.
这个呢, 就是一种完全失败的生命, 和一种完全交给神的生命的区别。
May the Lord help us as we walk together.
让我们一同走这条道路的时候, 愿神帮助我们。
As we learn to stand together with the King.
让我们一同与王站在一起。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主啊, 因着你宝贵的话, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we know there's much work that you need to do in our life.
主, 我们也知道, 在我们的生命中, 你还有许多的工要做。
And Lord, we don't want to just look at the things that we're lacking.
主啊, 我们也不要, 不愿意呢, 仅仅就是看我们所喜欢的那些事。
Lord, we want to fix our eyes upon you.
主啊, 我们要把目光, 把我们的眼光放在你的身上。
And Lord, we just want to give ourselves to you.
主, 我们要把我们自己交给你。
Lord, do your work in us.
在我们身上做工。
And Lord, enable us to stand for your testimony in these days.
主啊, 你帮助我们, 让我们在这个, 在今世, 主, 我们可以与你站在一起, 成为你的见证。
Lord, please use the difficulties in our lives, the pressures in our lives.
主啊, 用到我们生命中的难处和生命中的压力。
to build this kind of character in our life.
在我们生命中来建造这些品格。
Oh Lord, to make it possible for us to stand for your will in these difficult times.
主啊，因着你的旨意，让我们在艰难的这个艰难的时刻里面， 主，我们可以与你同在。
Lord, we want to be faithful.
主，我们要向你忠心。
We want to be the kind of people that are a joy to your heart.
主啊，我们愿意呢， 主，让你的心， 我们成为让你心得到喜悦的人。
We want to be those whom you can trust with the secrets of your heart.
主啊, 我们愿意成为呢,
Lord, we want to stay with you until the end.
主, 我们愿意与你同在直到这世界的末了。
So Lord, we pray, work this word out in our life.
主啊, 我们向你求, 让这些话在我们生命中, 主, 可以做成。
Lord, that you may get all the glory.
主啊, 你得到所有的荣耀。
Pray in your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.